just nip our hands to
him. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Holy, 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 holy. Thank God, we praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be loved, worthy to be served. Hallelujah. The Bible said we love him because he first loved us. My, he's proved that love over and over and over. The devil could have swatted us a long time ago, many times down through the ages and the years that we lived. Hallelujah. Could have swatted us up and destroyed us. But ain't you glad for the loving grace of God, the saving power and the keeping power and the mercies of the Lord. Hallelujah. That reaches to every generation. I'm glad the mercy of the Lord is rich. I'm glad that his grace is abundant and sufficient. I'm glad that his love is long suffering. I'm glad God don't give up. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad he didn't give up on you? Well, praise be to the Lord. Where would we be without the mercy and the love of God?
Yes.
I'm so full today, I can't hardly talk.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to teach for just a little bit here. The house of the Lord, the place of worship. The house of the Lord, the place of worship. Psalms 122:1. I want to ask you today, and I know I've touched on this months ago, but what does God's house mean to you?
What's it mean?
What does the church and the assembly of the saints really, really, really mean to you? David said in Psalms 122:1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go, Brother Jason. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Our feet, plant my feet, Lord, within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. She's united and she's strong. It's whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. May be seated. God's house is a place of worship, a place of sacrifices, a place where you bring your sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise and worship unto him. Thank God. Notice the names all through our Bible that God gives about the church. The names that he gives, he says it is called the assembly of the saints. It's where the saints gather together and assemble together to love him. Hallelujah. It is the assembly of the upright. How many's glad you're born into this church? How many's glad for the brick and the mortar? Hallelujah. 1163 Jackson Avenue. Hallelujah. Good Shepherd Holiness Church. I'm glad for a place to come and worship the Lord. I'm glad when I could come to a place that the Lord is honored and the Holy Ghost comes in our midst and blesses. Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad for the assembly of the saints, where the saints gather together? Hallelujah, to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I'm telling you, if we'll worship him, he'll come down in our praise. His glory to God. One preacher, he got so excited. He said, God will bring his throne down. Hallelujah, upon your praises. When you begin to worship and when you begin to lift up hands in the sanctuary and the bless of the Lord and the fruit of our lips, I give thanks unto him and say, I'm glad what they said, and to be let us go into the house of the Lord. I don't worship God. He brings his throne down. hell. I'm telling you, Brother Jason, the closest you'll ever be to heaven, Brother Anthony, is when you praise him. I'm telling you, the redeemed that's already crossed on the other side, they're a praise of the Lord. They're praise of the Lamb. Even the angels are crying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah to the Lord. And I believe if we'll get into the art of being thankful and worship of the Lord and magnifying him, he'll bring down his glory. He'll bring down his power. His anointing will come. I believe that with all of my heart. There's nothing lacking in God. It's the same Holy Ghost that they had on the day of Pentecost. It's the same Spirit of liberty and power. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, I want more. I'm not satisfied. I'll pour it out, oh Lord. Hallelujah, God. It's the assembly of the saints. Hallelujah, that the groom walks in.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. I worship you.
Yes.
It's called the house of God, Ephesians 2:19.
House of God.
It's called God's building in 1 Corinthians 3:9.
God's building.
It's called a spiritual house in 1 Peter 2:5.
Yes.
It's called the temple of God in 1 Corinthians 3:16. Hallelujah. God spoke through Isaiah the prophet to his people. Listen to what God said. I'm going to speak through your lips, Isaiah. Even then will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. Hallelujah to God. And they shall be joyful with glory. I brought him a sacrifice today with joy and gladness down in my heart. I'm glad that I'm redeemed. I'm glad that I'm saved. I'm glad, hallelujah, for the blood of Jesus. I'm glad, Brother George, for a better place to go to. We're pilgrims and strangers. We're passing through. I'm not driving my stakes down in this world. No, I'm not looking for the Lord to come any day, any hour, any night at the cock crowing. He's a coming to take us home. I raise your little hand. I got more to thank him for and more to praise him for than I had yesterday. I'm one step closer under the coming. Hallelujah, the Lord. Well, hallelujah. He's coming in the glory of the Father with all of the holy angels. He's coming with a shout. He's coming with a trumpet. Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Oh, that's in the name of the Lord.
This is that. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Oh, it's real. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus taught and preached in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. My house shall be called the house of prayer. Not only is it a place where you come and you praise and you worship with a song and music, it's a place to bring your burdens and your cares and your troubles. It's a house of prayer where you come to seek the Lord. You come to draw nigh to God. You say, Lord, I come and I bring myself unto thee, O Lord, and I need your help. Listen, Apostle Paul called the church to Timothy. He wrote, he said, it is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad for the truth? Oh, I love the word of the living God. I love the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the good news. I praise it, church. It is the good news. Hallelujah to God. He came to give us hope. Hallelujah. There ain't no hope in this world. Nothing but sin. Nothing but hopelessness and sorrow. But there's hope in Jesus to pay.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Hope in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, there is.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
God, have your way, Lord. Lord, we thank you.
I told Brother Jason, I heard that mixer. He went up there. Jonathan Roberts' church. They asked him to get up and testify. He got let in. He was talking about that boxer. What, 49 knockouts? Yeah, 49. Oh, Lord, never been defeated. Mary sitting over in that recliner, and I had the volume all the way up on my phone. I told her, I said, just any second, I'm coming off this couch. I'm going to run out through this house. I didn't think we're more than a conqueror through him that loved us. Oh, Brother Jason, we're going to win. Brother Adam, we're on the winning side. Well, glory to God. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
So I'm dealing with the house of the Lord. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This God has said, I will walk in them, and I will talk in them, and I will dwell in them. Hallelujah. How many's glad you got the Spirit of God, the living God, living inside of your heart? Hallelujah to God. Woo. Listen for a while. The most important thing to God in all of this whole world is his church.
Yes.
The church, which is his body of believers, is the apple of God's eye. It is the very nucleus holding everything together in this whole world. The church is. The church is. Take the church out, and everything, Brother Earl, will self-destruct. Without the church of Jesus Christ and born-again Christians, there would be no hope. Everything would fall apart into utter chaos. God is in his church. Brother George, God is for his church. He told Peter, up on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let the winds blow, and the storms come, and the rains descend, and the floods be vehemently against the house and the pillar of ground of truth of the church of the living God. And if you got him on the inside, you got the rock of ages, and there ain't no storm, and there ain't no wind, and there'll never be enough water to wash you away. He's real, he's alive, he's great, he's greater than the devil.
That's right.
This thing's getting stronger and stronger in me and my house anymore.
Yeah.
It honestly is. No wonder old Samson went down to Timnath. A lion roared against him. Hallelujah to God. The Bible said, the Lord told his mom, he said, don't you drink anything of the vine, no strong drink or anything. I'm going to raise up your child. You're going to wean him. I've had it with the Philistines, God is saying. I'm walking all over top of my children. I'm telling you here today, God is sick and tired of watching his children be walked on by the devil, stepped on, defeated, and brought down. And it is enough. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to raise him up. Listen, it don't pay to walk away from God. It don't pay to backslide on God. God, because you'll find in the book of Judges from the first chapter all the way through, when they disobeyed the Lord, God sold them into the hand of their enemies. They were in the hand of their enemies like 7 years. Then they cried unto the Lord, and God raised up another deliverer and delivered them from their enemies. And they served God for a while. Then after that, they disobeyed the Lord and turned their hearts back to their idols. And God sold them again. And this time, they were in the hand of the Philistines for 40 long years. Would you say, I sure would hate to be in bondage and having the devil to walk all over me for 40 long years. But I'm telling you, it sometimes it gets so hard on us that we'll cry, say, Lord, I'm tired of being down. I'm tired of being defeated. I don't want this life anymore. Raise your hand. I tell you, I want the Lord to deliver me. And when he does, I'm going to serve him. Yes. I've had it. Hallelujah. And the Bible said the Holy Ghost and the power of God began to move on Samson. Hallelujah. The camp of Dan. I wonder what it was like when the power of Almighty God got a hold of him and he carried the gates and plucked them up and carried them to the top of the hill. I'm telling you, this is a dispensation and this is the hour of grace. This is the church's greatest hour. It's time to rise up. Rise up. Come on. Sing your song, singer, and play your music, and preach, preacher, and teach. The devil don't own this thing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Be unto God.
40
years, man.
Blessed.
I had it. God said, I want to turn this thing around because my people are crying.
Yes.
My people's tired of being defeated. Day in, day out. Depression, oppression. Go to bed, misery. You wake up with it. You go to your job, nothing to satisfy you. It's another day, another route, another rut that you're in, another day of gloom. There's nothing to make you happy. You can't get excited about anything because you're empty in your soul.
Hallelujah be to God.
Holy, 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 holy. I tell you, God's bigger than that. It's time to start crying. I said, it's time. Brother Adam, I see you, buddy. You've got a desire in your heart. It's a show within you. You're a reach and you're climbing. You're hungry. Oh, raise your hand and praise him in the house.
Praise Almighty God.
It's in his church that the Lord manifests his power. It's in his church his glory can be seen. His spirit and power can be felt in the church. Brother Jason, I got a vision, buddy.
Yes.
It's in the church that Jesus walks among the golden candlesticks, Brother George. The candle is a burning by the Spirit of God. The church is to be lit and burning bright. It's where Jesus is lifted up and glorified and worshiped. It should be the very most desired and honored place of all society. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God, we praise you.
Thank you, Lord. Now remember, when God brought 2 to 3 million people, his children, redeemed them by the blood of the Lamb, and brought them out of Egypt, man, he brought them out of the devil's hand, and he brought them out of the devil's land.
Yeah.
You're coming out.
Coming out.
God told Moses, he said, come here, draw here. Hold Moses on the backside of the desert. Jethro's sheep went up on the mountain, and the hour had come. I'm going to tell you, in every one of our lives, you will know it when your time comes. When your hour comes, you will know it. God's got a plan and He's got a purpose for every one of us.
Right.
Be where God can touch you.
Yeah.
Be where you can hear God when He deals with you.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, be there. Don't be anywhere else.
God bless, Lord.
Oh, Moses walked up and he saw a bush on fire, but yet it wouldn't consume. He said, I will draw near to hither to that bush, near to it, and see why it's been burnt and not consumed. And he went up so far, and God was back in that bush.
Yes.
The blazing glory of God was back in that bush, but the bush wasn't consumed.
Yes.
Moses drew him a little closer, the voice come out of Almighty God. Said, Moses, Moses, draw not nigh hither. Pull off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place thou standest on is holy ground.
Amen.
He said, Moses, an 80-year-old man. Was he 80 then?
Yeah.
80 years old.
Yeah.
He said, Moses, he said, I have heard the groaning of my people down in Egypt.
Amen.
I have seen their affliction,
Lord,
and I've heard their cry.
Yes.
And I remember my covenant.
Praise be to God.
The time has come. The time has come. Moses, I'm going to send you down into Egypt, and you're going to go down there and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go, that they may come out and worship me in this wilderness. Oh, Lord. How many can remember the call in your life? Hallelujah. When God came by and spoke to you and touched you, think it was your hour. It was your moment of revelation. God came. And yes, Jesus, it's my time. I want to tell you, when God gets ready to move, you better move with Him.
Better move.
Come on. When God begins to call, you better listen and answer Him.
Listen.
He won't always pass by your way.
Right.
God went down at the instruction. Moses went down at God's instruction. Through him, God delivered the whole 2 to 3 million people and brought them out.
Yes.
Now listen, when they got to that Red Sea, there'll be times in your life you'll say, Lord, why in the world did you lead me here? Why am I here?
Why?
I looked it up on the map and studied, and there was another route that God could have put them as an easy route.
Yeah.
All the way around. But don't you think sometimes God allows things to bring you into situations to realize your salvation is not of you, it's of God.
Right.
You will never work it out on your own.
Right.
So what God was doing was preparing Israel's heart to say, Israel, I want to show you my power that when I get you out in that wilderness, you're going to be out there for 40 long years. But I'm initiating you and letting you see my power, what I can do for you to keep you. They heard Pharaoh's army behind them. They could hear the horses and the chariot wheels rumbling. And they cried out to Moses and said, why have you brought us out here? Look at that Red Sea. There's a mountain so high here. There's a mountain high here. A Red Sea before us. Moses cried to all of the children of Israel and said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. God told Moses, he said, hold up your staff and your rod and stretch it out over the sea. He said, the enemy that you see today, you'll see them no more forever. And it was in Pharaoh's very mouth. He said, we're going to go and we're going to bring them back into bondage again. We're bringing them back. Why did we ever let them go into this to start with? We're bringing them back to their bondage. Hallelujah. And God says, no, you won't either. And he lifted up the waters as a mountain on each side. And he brought his chosen across. Thank God. And I'm telling you what became Israel's deliverance. It was nothing but a trap for the devil. Can you honestly say that today, I trust my Lord in the hard situations when I cannot see and when I don't understand why that I'm in situations. God is a preparing my heart to show me His miracle power. God is a showing you that He's for you. I feel the Lord. He ain't brought you this far to forget you now. He ain't brought you this far to let the devil take you back now. I say, you're going all the way. But raise your hand. We're going all the way across. Not a hoof will be left behind. Not a thief of one among them. But we're going out of the promised land.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, the Lord.
Jesus. God, thank you, Lord.
Sometimes I think God likes to play.
Bless him, Lord.
Cat will get a mouse and he just play. That little fella and let him run about 8 or 10 foot and just grab him again. Pitch him left there and let him roll about 4 or 5 times across the floor and he takes off. Man, I've got it. I'm out of here. That cat said, no, you ain't either. Runs back over and gets him before he goes around the corner. Just shakes him right real good again, flips him up in the air, right down on his back. He goes to the floor again. That old mouse said, I just about got away the other time. He said, I believe I can get away this time. And he runs in the other room. Old cat, he's smart. Oh, Lord, he's got claws. And he's got nice teeth and he runs in there. Big old long tail swarping as he goes around the corner. He grabs that mouse again. I believe that God has got a sense of humor. The Lord waited until Pharaoh and all of his horsemen and his chariot got right in the middle of that Red Sea. And the Lord looked over at his angels and says, go ahead, go on, boys. We're right down there. They took off the wheels of Pharaoh's chariots and they cracked a whip on those horses and said, come on and drag us across. If them horses had a voice, they said, we can't go nowhere. The axles dead right down in the mud. The wheels have fallen off. I can see the angels of the Lord. They're saying, God is saving the best for the last. Raise your right hand and praise him. Glory. And when Israel got to the other side, Miriam pulled out a tambourine and they sang a song of victory and a praise. Well, glory of the Lord mighty in battle, of the Lord mighty in a triumph. And God spoke and he brought the waters in and he drowned the whole host. Devil, you can't go very far. I might be in a trial. You might be hitting me. You might be bugging me. But I'm trusting in my God. He'll only let you come thus far and no farther.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Thanks, God. I love you, Lord. I love you. 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 Come on, children, there's victory in Jesus. Come on, raise your little hand. There's victory in the Lord. There's victory in the Holy Ghost, Brother Jay Side.
Yes.
Thank
you, blessed Lord.
Where, oh, where do you all go to offer up spiritual sacrifices unto the Lord? Where do you all go to worship?
Have your way, Lord.
It's the house of the Lord. Leviticus 22:29 says, God's instruction and his call to his people in the Old Testament. Now listen. And when ye offer, that means to give. I come in here to give something. And when ye offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Say thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Unto the Lord. Offer it at your own will. Put your heart in
it. Your own free will.
Right. Put your whole heart in it. Say, man, I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait for them to ask me.
Glory be to God.
Would you stand and testify? No. My heart came to give him thanks.
Right.
My heart came to love him and to praise him and to worship him.
Yes.
They asked Eugene Haney one time, said, what are you? Are you a standard or automatic? He said, I'm automatic full, and I've got it in overdrive. He said, I got this thing down about the fifth rib, and I'm in automatic. Praise the Lord. I'm ready to worship. I'm ready to praise him. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, Lord.
Do it at your own free will. Their sacrifices back then was the lifeblood of animals. Today, it is our praise and worship to the Lamb of God.
Yes.
When you come to God's house, come with an offering. You must have something that you want to give.
Right.
And give it willingly.
Yes.
Give it from your heart.
Right.
Oh, Lord, come on.
I've just got a glad heart. Put your hand right here. Say, I want a glad heart, God. I want a glad heart.
Be glad of all.
I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know him, Brother Jason. I'm glad I'm saved. Oh, Sister Breedlove, I'm glad I know him. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Don't ever come to the Lord's house empty handed.
No.
Or hearted.
No.
Bring him an offering. 1 Chronicles 16:7, David delivered this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph. And it was a psalm that David wrote to praise the Lord, and the psalm went like this. He wrote it. It's a song to be sung. Here, Asaph, see what you can do with this. Asaph was a musician. He was a song leader. He was a singer. And David wrote it. He said, Asaph, man, put something in this. And it starts off, give thanks unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. Call upon his name. Can you imagine the lyrics? Or not the lyrics, but the tone of that, the tune of it. Sing unto the Lord. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all of his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name.
Yes.
Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory at Sherem. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before his presence and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Who was this Asaph that David handed the song to? He was a gifted, anointed musician and song leader. Here, Asaph, get your stringed instrument and sing this song of praise and thanksgiving, and let all the church know, let everybody in the congregation know to praise him.
Yes.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. I'm not ashamed of him. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I got something. I'm glad I got the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Worship the Lord and magnify him. Laud him, all ye people, and lift up his precious name. He's in the midst, and he's greater than Solomon. The Holy One is here today in our midst. He's the shepherd. He's the Lord of glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take God's worship and praises out of the church, and she's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right?
You're right. Right. Amen.
No life.
That is spirit.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on.
There will be no life. God only comes down when we honor him in the spirit of thanksgiving.
Yes.
He comes down. He inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes.
God said, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. I want you to know that if you ever lose, are you listening, church? If you ever lose your song of gladness from a thankful heart, you're gone. I said you're gone. There'll be no joy, no real life. Your life will be dead and dry. Your life will be glum and depressing. You'll die from the inside out if you don't worship and love him and praise him. You'll die inside of your heart, your soul. If you ever write any more psalms and songs to sing, David, did you write any more? You better believe I did.
Come on.
It was in my heart, and I wanted others to know it and to sing it with me.
Yes.
Don't tell me, and I'm going to close with this. Don't tell me that there's not an effort in serving and worshiping God. Yes, there is.
There is an effort.
There's an effort in lifting your voice in song and praise.
Yes.
When it's really in your heart, it'll come out.
Come out.
It'll come out. It won't be foreign to you. God's love will be known. David,
oh, yes.
We know that you're a man after God's own heart.
After God's heart.
Did it take you very long to write a song? Yes, it did. I wrote a whole lot of songs and songs.
Yeah.
All I needed was some musicians and people to help me sing them.
Yeah.
Now, y'all ready for this?
Nashville.
I did some study last night. David, what was your writing materials over 3,000 years ago? I'll tell you, we got nice HP printers nowadays, and we got computers, and we got copy paper. David, what did you use to write your songs of praise on? The writing materials back then were papyrus, ink, and a quill. Papyrus, ink, and a quill. That's not going somewhere. The paper they used was made from papyrus plants that grew in the water near the banks of a river that was over 6 feet high. They can't not grow without life-giving water. They grow up to 6 or more feet. Their stalks have 3 sides like a triangle. They're that big. 3 sides like a triangle. They would take and strip off wide skins of that plant on all 3 sides and lay them down on a flat surface. They would cut them in strips and lay them vertically in rows like this, one against another, for however wide they wanted that parchment. Then they would cut wide strips and lay them horizontal, one against another, all the way across the vertical ones, all the way up, filling in all the gaps. They would then soak them, and then they would press them down and mash them together real hard with flat rocks and let them dry. If they wanted to make them into a round scroll, they would join them end to end together to roll them up in a scroll. Hold on with me. The ink they used back then was made from charcoal, gum, and water. And they would crush certain plants to get the dye out of them. The quill they used to write with, Brother George, was the wing feather of a large bird such as a goose, a turkey, an owl, or an eagle. When these large birds molted, they would shed their feathers to grow new ones. The shaft of a large wing feather was hollow. They would cut the end to expose the little hole in that shaft of that feather, and they would sharpen it. The writer would then dip. Listen, he would dip the tip of that quill down into that little bottle of ink, and it would draw up just a little bit of ink into it. They say that you could only, I read it, you could only write, draw up enough to write 3 to 6 words at a time before you had to dip it down in the ink again. Don't you tell me this didn't take time for David to write for us his Psalms of praise.
Yeah.
It was in his heart so strong that he wanted to share his songs of praise and thanksgiving. Listen, it took him a long time of careful, tedious effort to write God's words down for us to worship and praise the Lord. I can't help it, Brother Jason, but I believe that when David needed a quill to write with, he did not settle for a chicken feather out in a lowly barnyard somewhere, but he paid a price that costed him something. And I believe that psalmist climbed to the highest mountain and went out on top of a craggy rock, and he got an eagle's feather off of the rock and an eagle's nest. I don't want something that don't cost me anything. Dear Lord, I've seen the eagles fly and I watched them soar above the clouds and the storm. I want the spirit of the eagle in me, oh God. I want my people to be lifted up, oh Lord, in praise. Come on, David. What are you saying? He said, it took me a long time to take those parchments and roll them out. I've written psalms in the midnight hour. I've wrote it under candlelight. I've rolled it up. I've taken the quill with me and a bottle of ink, and I went out in the field and tended the sheep, and I rode my praises out of the Lord. I raise your hand in the house. You can have it. I bet it'll cost you something. Hallelujah, to pay a price.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Anthony, I just about sent you back there for a roll of paper towels.
Thank you, Lord. Got my staff in this hand. I've got my bag of my stones right here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. And I got a club in this other in case a wolf comes. Come on, sheep.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I didn't leave my house empty-handed.
That's right.
I got my staff. Thank God.
Yeah.
I got my bag, and I got my sling, and I got my stones. Glory to God that I got my parchment. The Lord might want to give me a song right out of the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
Amen.
Come on, he'll give you a song right in the midnight hour of your heart to start this night. Raise your hand, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Holy, holy, man, I feel him, I feel him. Who, Lord, honest, if I you, I'll take off of him. That's what that's up to you. Holy, holy, holy. Come on, do you feel anything, David? Yes, sir, I've been out here this field and it's kind of. Glory to God. Come on, sheep. You've done fed your belly on that grass all morning long. It's been dew soaked all morning long. Oh, you've eaten on that dew. Oh, that dew. It's watered you. You've got the grass. Come over here now to ruminate somewhere. Find some shade under this tree. And I can see the whole flock over there. And David said, man, I'm hot. It's the middle of the day. It's 98 degrees and I'm hot. You know what David does? He finds, how many knows? If the sun is right here and it's a shining back that way in this way, there's shade right here. This thing's causing shade. David finds him a shady spot. Yes, the sun's back there. And the higher the sun gets, the more David gets closer to the rock. I got to stay in the shade. Come on, it gets up noon. Noon. I got to get as close to that rock as I can get. Don't raise your hand, church. I want close to Jesus as I can get. I want in his presence. Oh, Lord, I want in his presence. Hallelujah. David, are you feeling anything? You better believe it.
Praise.
I look out there at my sheep, and they're so content, and they're fat. Look how fat they are.
God.
Oh, Lord. I led them beside the still waters, and they drink. Okay, it's time right here. Thank you, Lord. I praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
Where's my quill?
Mm.
My quill. My bottle of ink. Took you time. I look after them sheep and I love them. I've taken care of them for months. I fought the wolf, I fought the lamb, and I fought the bears. The Lord is my shepherd. As much as I love them sheep, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm talking to me. 3 to 6 words. He dips it down into ink again. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He restored my soul.
Restores my soul.
He comes back and say, ASAP, I was out in the middle of the field today and I was loving my sheep. I'm like, what God gave me? Thank you, Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. Thank you, Lord. Raise your hand and praise Him.
Oh, yeah. Bless your holy name, God. Praise your holy name. Praise God. Praise God. Boy, raise our hands and worship the Lord, church.
Glory to
God. We thank you, Jesus. Amen.